Now, one observer of the presidential energy proposals thinks that most would make a limited difference at best. But there is one exception. Bob Pindyke, professor of economics and finance at MIT, has been examining a plan by John McCain.
He has one proposal that does make sense that Obama apparently opposes, and that is to remove the tariff on imported Brazilian ethanol. We make ethanol in the United States from corn. In Brazil, they produce ethanol from sugarcane. And it's much more efficient to make ethanol from sugarcane than it is from corn. And that's aside from the fact that using corn to make ethanol drives up corn prices, which drives up all kinds of food prices.
You're saying you could cut this tax on Brazilian ethanol and you could have cheaper gas prices next month or next year?
Well, maybe not next month, but certainly it would have an impact within a year, to the extent also that you're requiring gasoline to be mixed with ethanol, which would reduce the cost of blended ethanol and gasoline mixes.
You said Barack Obama opposes that. What's the reason to be opposed?
Well, I think that politically it's hard because farmers in Iowa and Kansas and other states that produce corn like a high price of corn. And to the extent that you import Brazilian ethanol, you're going to use less American corn to make ethanol, and that's going to reduce the price of corn.
Now let's go over to Barack Obama's plans for dealing with energy, which we could say that he talks more about creating a green economy. What is there and what makes sense?
You know, it's all very vague. He talks about providing subsidies to renewable energy sources such as wind and solar. And it's not clear what those subsidies would look like, where they would go. And in addition, it's not going to have a large impact, and any impact it has is many years away. So that's the big problem.
What do you mean not going to have a large impact? Because we were talking the other day to a guy who's investing in wind farms, and he's saying there's enough wind in the Dakotas to run the entire United States.
Well, that's a nice assertion. I'm not sure that's true, though. Look, wind energy to produce electricity is something that's going to be part of our energy mix in the future. It's not going to produce all our electricity. It'll produce something. It has its own environmental issues. As you might know, there are proposals to build wind farms off the coast of Massachusetts. There are a lot of groups that oppose that because they think it won't look nice. It'll destroy the view. There's also a question about how much nuclear energy we're going to have. If we're serious about renewables and about reducing greenhouse gas emissions, we're probably going to have to increase the fraction of electricity that's produced by nuclear.
Nuclear energy, we should mention, is something that John McCain is in favor of, more of it.
Yes, that's a difference. McCain does favor expanding nuclear power, easing the regulations, or at least clarifying the regulations. Right now in the United States, we produce about 20% of our electricity using nuclear power. If nothing's done to change the regulatory environment, that number will go down because there are a number of nuclear plants that are cited to be closed, and that'll reduce the amount of nuclear power we have in the next 10 years. And we're probably going to need more because there are very few ways in which you can produce electricity without using fossil fuels, and nuclear is one of them.
Is there some solution to this problem that seems fairly obvious to economists and experts that neither presidential candidate, for whatever reason, is touching?
Well, no, not in the short term. And that means that probably what we're going to have to do is find ways to protect low-income consumers as we approach the heating season this winter. We're in a recession. People are losing jobs. People have less income. And even people who are not losing jobs are going to find it very expensive to heat their homes. You can drive less. You can decide to carpool or take public transportation. You can't really turn off the heat. And there are parts of the country where people are going to hurt.
Bob Pindyke is a professor of economics and finance at MIT. Thanks for the time.
My pleasure.